path of refuting the story, because the whole society is based now on the story, and not to accept the story is to be disloyal, and that's frightening. And Richard Gage and Marvin Sanis, I hope that you can stay on a bit. I need to fundraise a bit more. Can y'all stay on a bit longer?
Sure, yeah, and I want to encourage all the KBOO listeners to support this. This is one of the few stations that actively will support, will tell the American people what's going, what went on 9/11. So everybody, please pick up the phone and support this station of all stations.
Okay, well, then we'll get back to y'all in a few minutes, and we'll talk about the explosions. We'll talk about how it must have been done. And if there's time, I'll talk about Dick Cheney and Wolfowitz and the whole gang. But right now, I need you. That means you. Theater of the mind, right? It's just me and you talking to you in that headphone. It's hi there. I'm waving inside your ear. And I'm Teresa Mitchell. You're listening to KBOO Portland. This is a 501c3 educational foundation. It is 80% dependent on your donations. We don't get government money. We don't get big corporate money. It's all about you, and that works great for breaking through the corporate media imposed media curtain. And right now I'm joined again by Will and Rolf at Membership Central, and they can tell you how to get your own hoodie and what number. Well, I'll tell you the number right now. It's 877-500-KBOO, 877-552-66. How are we coming in the fundraising so far?
Oh, we're doing pretty good.
We're doing well. We're doing really well. And we want to thank everybody who's called in so far. We want to look forward to those people who are going to call very soon, as in right now.
Do we have names?
We had some names.
We need more names.
Okay, names.
Their names are coming.
We like to broadcast your names when you call in. It's one of the fun things.
And we definitely appreciate everybody.
Yeah, here are the names right now. There's Cat Meow from Portland. There's also James in Portland. And Douglas, Portland.
Thank you very much to those folks.
Those people in Portland. What about people outside of Portland?
Yeah. Like Estacada. How about those folks listening to KBOO and Estacada? You pick up the phone.
By the way, two of these people increased their EFTs, and Douglas renewed. So we want to appreciate you for increasing your. If you already have like an automatic where we automatically take some money out, maybe increase it by a couple bucks, like a buck or two. You know, I mean, if you've already been doing it and you haven't noticed, you've noticed how.
Are you listening, Salem, Vancouver, yes. Corvallis? Call in 877, toll free, 877-500-5266.
Yep, yes. You're out there, you're listening to this phenomenal show, you're enjoying it, and you're learning. Teresa Mitchell's bringing you some incredibly important information that shouldn't be sidelined, but of course it is. But this show is not underwritten by the Ford Foundation or Halliburton or Bechtel or Wackenhut.
Right.
This show is underwritten by you, the wonderful listener out there. So please pick up the phone and dial 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KBOO.
Yeah, make that call now, because this is the news you're not supposed to hear, but you actually really should hear it. And that's what KBOO's all about.
That's how you get our luxurious thick hoodies, too, by calling 877-500-5266. It's so painless because we can set it up. We do set it up to take it out of your bank account securely.
The truth will set you free.
And you can also do that on a credit card, where we take the money out, charge the money to a credit, every month to your MasterCard or Discover or whatever. And it's an easy way.
What is this, 1970?
I still have a Discover card.
Really?
Call 877-500-5266.
No matter how you do it, please do it soon, because it's really important, and it's a great way to say thank you to Teresa Mitchell for all our hard work, and thank you to these terrific guests who are doing so much work. They've really taken a risk by asking questions, and we need to say thank you to them. And the best way to do that is to donate to KBOO and keep these phenomenal programs on the air. You can do that by calling 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KBOO. And then also, as my friend Rolf pointed out, and something I always forget, there's the internet. We have a phenomenal webpage, and we're easy to find at kboo.fm. And you can donate on there. It's just a matter of clicking a few icons, and it's super simple. You can, of course, get this phenomenal hoodie. It's black with the new KABU logo on it, which is a sort of radical radio tower. I love the hoodie. I think it's wicked cool. I'll just say it right now. It's a wicked cool hoodie. And you can get that, and we have those other great gifts, like the great graphic novel about Edward Snowden, which I think is great. We've actually turned him into a comic book hero now. Yeah. I was wondering if he has a cape in the comic book. Yeah. I was hoping so.
He's flying from place to place.
Yeah, flying from... Yeah. Flying from Russia
from Russia to Ecuador.
Yeah, exactly.
But, okay, what's that number then?
877-500-5266.
Thanks, Will. Thanks, Rolf.
Thank you,
all of you who've called in. The time is 9:34. You're listening to KBOO Portland. I'm Teresa Mitchell. This program is called Press Watch, and I've been speaking with Richard Gage, AIA, and with Marvin Sanis. And we have been talking about why the official 9/11 story is a crock of lies, and we have to get right down to the specifics of it. And so, Marvin and Richard, I imagine that you're quite experienced in giving your presentation, and probably derailed it with my little, set of questions. I think I should just let's say, Marvin, why don't you go first and say what's on your mind and what's the really salient point about debunking the official story of 9/11?
Well, the most we need to have just exactly what KABU is doing. We have to get this information out. I ran for the U.S. House of Representatives on a platform of 9/11 truth in 2014 in the 5th District, and the media did not cover that House race at all, not a sentence in the Oregon Live, the Statesman Journal. They did not print a sentence about a vibrant U.S. House of Representatives race. And a very active Clackamas County Commissioner, the incumbent Democrat, and an independent candidate. They did not mention it at all because there was a candidate who represented 9/11 truth. So we've got to get the media, academia, people in the street. We have to begin a dialogue about America's behavior. And 9/11, the collapse of World Trade Center 7, is the most convincing, compelling evidence. If we can just get people to look at that. You know, the 9/11 Commission did not mention Building 7.
That is so bizarre. I mean, especially once you look at the YouTube videos and you see the thing obviously being detonated, and it's right there. It's at the World Trade Center. It's called World Trade Center 7. It's not like it was hidden somewhere or across town or anything like that. It was right in front of God and everyone that they blew up that building, and we're supposed to forget it.
Yep. And less than 1 in 7 Americans even know a third tower came down on 9/11. So that's the bit of information that we need to get out. And the media won't touch it, academia won't touch it, the Congress won't touch it, legislatures won't touch it. We need to do this one-on-one, and KABU is a leader in this effort. So I applaud you for doing this show. This is very encouraging for those of us who are on this side of it.
Thank you very much. Well, then, now let's turn to Richard Gage, AIA, and let's hear the part of your presentation that you've been waiting to say.
Well, the important thing about the Twin Towers, first of all, the videos themselves, as Marvin alluded to, they are blowing up. They are not collapsing. We're told in the official story that the jet plane impacts caused large explosion of jet fuel, which is true, but that it weakened the steel, and then the upper part of the building above the point of jet plane impacts drove the rest of the building down to the ground and then destroyed itself. None of that is true. The videos show something completely different themselves. What they show is in the first 4 seconds, this upper portion is being destroyed in a controlled demolition that looks very similar, in fact, to Building 7. So in the first 4 seconds, the upper block is destroyed. After that, there's nothing left to destroy the rest of the building. What's happening is that after witnesses hear explosions, and I mean 166 first responders on oral record,
166
sounds of explosions. What?
166. Just repeating that. Go ahead.
156 now, yeah.
Okay.
Documented from the oral histories that New York Times finally got access to from the city after the New York Court State of Appeals forced the city to release this information in August of 2005. They were being blown around in the buildings. They experienced explosions. They saw flashes of light at the onset of the destruction of both of these towers. So after that, what we see on the videos is all of these structural steel sections forced laterally, instantly, 60 miles an hour laterally, landing 600 feet in every direction, impaling themselves on surrounding skyscrapers. Gravity works down, not out. This is very obviously an explosion, a geometry of fireworks is what we're seeing here, completely shattering each of the towers from top to bottom in 12 seconds. In fact, we don't see a pile of pancaked floors at the bottom of either of the towers. What we see is a two-story pile of core columns, perimeter columns, etc. We're looking for a stack of floors, but instead what we see is 90,000 tons of concrete being pulverized in midair in each of these towers, landing from river to river across lower Manhattan. In fact, 30% of this dust is concrete. 6% of it in some samples is previously molten iron microspheres, as we talked about earlier. So none of the evidence supports destruction by fire. All of it supports destruction by explosive demolition.
Well, and it's a case of you can trust your eyes. You really can trust your eyes. It looks like a demolition because it's a demolition. The time is 9:40. You're listening to Press Watch on KBOO Portland. I'm Teresa Mitchell, and I've been speaking with Richard Gage, AIA, and Marvin Sanis. And I did say 30 minutes for y'all, and y'all have stayed on even longer than that, which I very much appreciate. However, if you would like to stay on longer, I could take some phone calls from the public. Would you like to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, I've got until the top of the hour, so let's do that. A number to call with your comments and questions, 503-231-8187, 503-231-8187. I'll bet you have questions. You know, one of the questions that I hear most frequently, or one of the comments, is that, oh, this can't be a conspiracy because the government certainly can't hold secrets that well. How do y'all respond to that?
Well, Who would you talk to? If you wanted to speak out, if you wanted to be a whistleblower, if you wanted to tell somebody about your participation, who would you talk to, Teresa? Would you call KBOO? Would you call? No, there's nobody to talk to.
And Marvin, you were also responding to that. You still there, Marvin?
Yeah.
Okay. Were you also wanting to respond to that question?
Well, what I'm saying
is... Mark.
I'm sorry. Richard, did you want to?
Yeah, I just wanted to also add that we're talking about the committing of mass murder and treason here. Who's going to come forward? You know, we've been coming forward for years and years about this, but and the mainstream media is not picking it up. So we don't know that they haven't come forward. We don't know that they're still alive who might admit to responsibility for these heinous acts. You know, the people who, particularly the people who placed explosives. We don't know a lot of things. We do know there's evidence for the destruction of these buildings.
And I would add to that, of course, we do have historical examples of the government holding secrets very tightly indeed, including the atomic bomb project, the Manhattan Project, which was kept under wraps until after, and well, after the detonation of the first nuclear weapon. Time is 9:42. You're listening to Press Watch and KBOO. The number to call with your comments and questions, 503-231-8187, 503-231-8187. Speaking with Richard Gage, AIA, and with Marvin Sanis, and I'm talking about why the official story of 9/11 is a big lie. You can see the rapid and even collapses of the buildings still on YouTube and on other sites, on the internet, that part is not hidden. But if you look at it more carefully, you can see that it is certainly a very controlled demolition. And that is the point that they're trying to make, that there really isn't any other logical or physically possible explanation for the destruction of those three buildings. Now, do y'all get into the destruction at the Pentagon at all? Do you have any comments on that? Let me ask Richard first. Still there, Richard?
Can you hear me, Teresa?
Yes.
Okay. We have at the Pentagon, obviously, dozens of high-res videos that would show exactly what did or did not hit it. And in fact, they will not release those. So why not? I mean, what are they hiding? We also all agree in the 9/11 truth movement that nothing should have hit the Pentagon. It's armed with surface-to-air missiles. We all agree that the incoming flight that was said to have hit the Pentagon dived 3,000 feet per minute in a descending 270-degree corkscrew maneuver, more associated with jet fighters than any airline, as Marvin alluded to. And where does it hit? It hits not Donald Rumsfeld's office or the brass of the Pentagon, where everybody knows where that is. It hits the auditing department that was looking for the $2.3 trillion that was announced as missing from the budget just the day before 9/11 by Donald Rumsfeld himself.
All right. Now I'm going to go to some questions from, let's see, we have the people are calling in, and the number to call with your comments and questions, 503-231-8187, and Dave is on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Dave. You're talking with Richard Gage and Marvin Sanis of AE911Truth.org.
Thank you for being there, okay? I just want you to know that I paid attention to the news long before 9/11 came up. And one thing I remember is the guard dogs being removed for 2 weeks. In my opinion, that was while they were so they could wire the building. And I'll take
guard dogs being removed from where, Dave?
Oh, I'm sorry. The dogs were removed from the World Trade Center. The guard dogs
during the building stand downs before September 11th.
Before September 11th, for 2 weeks, they were removed for some kind of renovation, and I knew that that was a hoax because they never removed guard dogs for any reason.
That's interesting. Had you heard anything about that, Richard? Still there, Richard?
Well, I'll take my comment off the air because they kind of cut him off because they don't like his question. Thank you so much, Teresa.
Thanks for your question. Were you able to hear... were you able to hear that question, Marvin?
Yes.
And now,
there's a whole list of things. Ace Elevator Company was in the two towers doing an elevator upgrade, the largest elevator upgrade in history. For 9 months, Ace Elevator Company was in there. Now, after the...
Further, aren't the elevators right next to the building core?
Yes, yes. If you're in the elevators, you have access to the core. The way those buildings were designed, the two towers, you have access to the core. And that's what they did first. They melted the core. The core came down first, and then the outer supports were exploded.
Yeah, you can see that in the videos as well. You get from the top of the building, you can see the core collapse first. The center core dents in and starts to go before the rest of the building does.
Yeah, and the there's videos of people who worked in the building. They saw 2 weeks before there were dust on the windowsills. They had a power down, and these banking companies had to shut down all their computer systems during the power down. That was very unusual. A guy that had been in that building for 20 years said it had never happened before. They did that the weekend before.
And we can tell now that that was for the purpose of planting and probably testing explosives.
Most probably, that's exactly what they were doing. They were preparing the building for what happened on 9/11.
For some reason, when I talk to people often about the situation, people assume that somehow the explosives were planted after, you know, that I am positing that the explosives were planted after the planes got there. Or else they say, how would they know that planes would hit if they had explosives there? And, you know, of course, that's not what I'm positing at all. I mean, to be more plain about it, you know, my hypothesis is that in order to create a more fascist union, Dick Cheney, Paul Wolfowitz, others associated with them, Rumsfeld arranged through, as you say, Ace Elevator Company and whoever else was working with them at the time to plant explosives, to arrange for the airplanes to crash into the building so they could have a story that America was under attack. And that story is a lie and always has been. Time is 9:49. You're listening to KBOO Portland. I'm Teresa Mitchell, and Richard Gage is back. And Richard, I'd like to ask you, how do you respond when people say, how could it possibly be that so many people would be involved? I mean, how do you respond when people say, how could this stunt have been pulled off?
Well, first of all, it's not our responsibility to figure out how this happened. What we know is that there is evidence that the towers were blown up explosively. And then we can start speculating. Once everybody knows that our inability to know how this was pulled off or why people haven't come forward, it is not does not invalidate the scientific forensic evidence that we have that shows that it was. Our failure of imagination is not that we were attacked without defending our country. The failure of imagination is our inability to understand the level of evil, really, that is involved in this heinous act, and that that is, in fact, what started any number of wars which we've been in, a classic false flag operation, which there is precedent for. Every war, notable example being the Vietnam War, was started with deception. The Gulf of Tonkin incident is now acknowledged that it never happened, that it was a fabrication that it got us into that war, which 58,000 U.S. soldiers have died. World War One started with the deception of the Lusitania, which was a civilian ship laced with armaments, which was designed to provoke an attack by the Germans. And in fact, they acknowledged that they were going to attack and put ads in the paper in New York trying to keep people from getting on that ship. The Pearl Harbor, it's known that we had cracked the codes, that we'd moved the best ships out of Pearl Harbor.
The aircraft carriers, which were known at the time to be the new super weapon.
And the Japanese, we knew they were coming. So this is now known through the work of Robert Stinnett and other historians. There's a project called Northwoods, which brought to President Kennedy's desk a plan to attack American airliners and blame it on Cuba and give them the provocation to invade Cuba. This was done with the burning of the Reichstag by Hitler, blaming it on communists, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It goes on, and people are murdered in these processes, and that's what happens. Who benefited from the results of 9/11? We discussed that. So we've got
certainly Halliburton
huge
did.
Numbers of industries. Halliburton being a key among them, owned by Vice President Dick Cheney.
Well, Richard Gage, AIA, I thank you for going above and beyond and staying on for longer as we engage in our fundraising here at KBOO Portland. And Marvin Sanis, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate
you. Yes, you're
very
welcome.
Tomorrow at 9?
Tomorrow at Pioneer Courthouse Square all day in downtown day. Portland.
Okay, thank you very much for that. And that will conclude our interview. Thanks once again, gentlemen, for joining us. And now it's 9:52 and 53 seconds, and that gives us just a few minutes to come up to our goal, which we are moving rapidly on to. As I was saying, the plinth from Membership Central now slides into the studio with Will and Rolf on board, and we need to get the update, and we need to let you know
the
plinth. Don't you love plinths?
The plinth, how do you spell that?
P-L-I-N-T-H comes here. It's like a dais, only it's flatter and easier to move with hydraulics. Isn't that wonderful? You can't even hear the rumbling. The number to call, 877-500-5266. That's how you join KBOO. You can also, of course, join at kboo.fm, which can be quick and easy if you just want to, you know, drop your $50,000 on us or whatever, but I like to get those phone calls because it excites everyone. And, you know, Membership Drive is just a wonderfully exciting time for me. I certainly enjoy it. We have food that's brought in here. And, you know, we just have a, you know, I just love food.
We have that's a, right. It's a big food
party.
Is good.
I get to see really? People that I haven't seen. And once again, you can join. You can get that hoodie for $20 a month. And certainly, it's time if you haven't joined in these times, if you haven't, gosh, that's the name of a magazine. That could be confusing. But in these days, with climate change out of control and fascism moving forward and imperialism threatening, now they're talking about, they're trying to make an excuse, trying to say that Russia's threatening Syria. It's all a load of blarney, which is the nicest thing I can say about it. And you're going to hear the truth about it here, especially when it comes to imperialism, when it comes to the really big lies. We take them on here at KBOO.FM, and where would you be without it? So please call now, 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KBOO. Haven't heard from Vancouver yet. Want to hear from Vancouver? There's a reason we are broadcasting that far. We are broadcasting to Olympia, Washington. Also, we are broadcasting to Salem, Corvallis, Eugene. You can hear us. You can call in and be part of it. 877-500-5266. Right, Rolf?
Yeah, and we're also broadcasting around the world. If you go to KBOO.FM, where we basically air everywhere. So, and I would like to thank Marie, a renewing member from Southwest Portland, who just started a monthly deduction.
Thank you, Marie.
And so thanks to Marie. Thanks
yep,
to the
thank
other
you,
people.
Marie.
And now we want to thank you. So please call 877-500-5266. Support Teresa Mitchell, all that she does to bring, you know, these different people on the air, all the research she does.
It takes a lot of work.
I want to ask you, Teresa, how long does it take you to prepare for your show every week?
I generally spend about 10 hours in total in terms of research and scripting it out. You know, this little tagging, this little bit at a time fundraising approach, it works for us. I noticed that Bernie Sanders has picked up on that, is working for Bernie. But, you know, if you haven't gotten your feet wet, this is the time, this is the hour, and the number is 877-500-5266. Come on, you have $5. Just sign up. You'll be glad that you did.
877-500-5266. Isn't that right, Will?
That is right. But there's also another way you can make your payment or pledge your support to this little great organization is you can come down here. We're on 8th and Burnside, Southeast 8th and Burnside. Very easy to find. There's a beautiful mural out front of the building. And if you come in, you can meet Sam, our one of the wackiest guys I've ever met. And he's working as a receptionist right now.
And if you come down now, you can get some pancakes.
Yep. And we'll give you a tour of the station. You can see where the pledge drive is going on. You can meet some of the people putting on these great shows. You can really become part of KBOO. And hey, if you've got the time, you can become a volunteer. That's what I did. But if you don't have the time, but you still want to pledge your support, you can pick up the phone and dial 877-500-5266.
That hoodie's just waiting for you.
Yep, it's a wicked cool hoodie.
$20 a month.
877-500-KBOO. It couldn't be easier, and you know you'll be doing the right thing because we all agree that food is good, and Teresa Mitchell brings you food for thought. So pledge your support for that delicious meal.
Oh, slick. 877-500-5266. Just a few seconds left. How close are we to the goal, or do we know yet?
How close are we to the goal?
How close to the goal?
Well, we only got $100 to go.
Oh, come on. You can be
bucks.
That $100.
No, $20. We only got $20 to go.
Oh, my goodness. You could be that.
Well, we can. Let's do $100 over the goal. So.
Yep.
To add me $10 a month. Come
but
on.
But the way we're going to do that is by you picking up the phone. That's right. You lovely, lovely listener, picking up the phone and dialing 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KBOO.
We do want to give you one of our prizes, but we know that the real reason that you do it is because you know that the people who support KBOO are the people who understand. You have to do it because you're someone who understands why this is important. You listen to it. You use it. And I certainly hope that you enjoy also the music programming that we have. And I think the music programming has just gotten better and better every
year.
It's
better.
Really, I just, I'm thrilled with music programming over the last several years. 877-552-66. That's you. That's right.
Call now.
Let your fingers do the walking and your checkbook do the talking. Although, actually, no one has checkbooks anymore, and I'm really talking about just giving us some information that we can sort of pretend it's a check. I do have one, too. Well,
He's an accountant.
You're an accountant. Almost said you're an architect and engineer. That's not right. We've been talking with architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth. That's ae911truth.org, something you need to pull up. And you do need to pull up those building classes on YouTube if you have any doubt that you've been bamboozled for the last 14 years. Oh, my God. So you've been listening to Press Watch on KBOO Portland. Thank you, Membership Central. Thank you very much. I think we are going to make the goal. If you just keep dialing those numbers, we have a few minutes. No, we have less than a minute for you to get that pledge in. So please do it now. And stay tuned for more of the Incomparable Radio Zine on KBOO 90.7 FM and KBOO.FM to all the ships at sea.
Coming up on your Thursday morning, we've got flashpoints coming your way in about 15 minutes. Today, an in-depth look at the U.S. nuke deal with Iran. And the big media fails to tie hundreds of civilian casualties in Yemen to the U.S. and U.S. intelligence. At 11 on Between the Covers, local author Patsy Kullberg talks about her new novel, Girl in the River, a portrait of the intimate lives of women during one of the most corrupt periods in Portland history. And then at 11:30 on Words and Pictures, the director of the Northwest Animation Festival discusses the future of independent animation in Oregon and around the world. But stay with us. Up next is Chris Andre hosting Air Cascade. Headlines, interviews, and commentary on KBOO.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Oregon Black History Heroes and Legends, a three-day event from September 11th through 13th. The keynote speaker for this 20th anniversary celebration will be Mr. Les Pee Wee Harrison. And other speakers include Imani Muhammad, Mike Crenshaw, Jamo Greenidge, and more. That's Oregon Black History Heroes and Legends, September 11th through 13th, at venues across Portland. Location, speakers, and more information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.